Christmas has lost its religious meaning. So there's so many specials on Christmas. Yeah. They're not really religious. It's like the girl from small town who moved to New York City, but it's Christmas, so she's back to her small town, and she's at the supermarket, and oops, she bumps to a guy, and oh, hi. Oh, are you John from high school? I'm in my 30s, and I'm barren, or whatever.
Yeah. Now do the Muslim version.
The Muslim Eid. Mahmoud is an engineer. He moved to the Emirates to make money because they don't pay taxes in the Emirates. So during Eid, he surprises his mom and he comes. And while he's having dinner, his mom brings out 4 wives. And he's like, I want that one. The end.
Oh my God. That's a better movie.
Hello, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of It Was a Good Night. Before we start, guys, Ottawa, Saturday, March 23rd, get your tickets for a wonderful night of comedy. Here's the poster that Gabe will edit. We got Orange Piro closing out, so, oh, and special discount code. Use discount code GOODNIGHT at checkout to get 2 tickets for the price of 1. We're very excited for you, Ottawa. It's going to be a fun show. We're selling tickets, guys.
Woo!
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you better get your butts down there.
Yeah. Let's make it a Ramadan miracle.
Yeah, Ramadan. Man. Ramadan, man. How's it going?
I'm good. Happy Ramadan.
What is it? So you're doing Ramadan?
No.
Oh.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I'm intermittent fasting because I want to lose weight.
Yeah.
So you know why we do Ramadan, right?
It's to repent for not being Christian or something. You're like, sorry, God. And God's like,
sorry, real God. I'm just not going to eat for a month. Because I'm not going to convert. I'm just not going to eat.
I'm not going to convert. I just don't
want to
eat.
I know you want me to eat your pork.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, come on, eat my pig. Eat it. And you're like, I don't want to eat your pig. Eat it.
You know, my pork. Pork is a sweet meat.
Drink the blood of my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, drink it. You think God is that weird? I don't think he's that weird.
No, eat this Breton cracker.
Yeah, eat the skin of my son. Eat it, yeah.
Eat this Ritz cracker.
Show me that you love me by eating the skin of my son. Ah.
It's gross. You have to go into at least the Greek church. You have to go into the church and kiss. You have to kiss a glass mirror, like a glass with a dead, fake dead body in it. It's because it's supposed to be Jesus in the tomb.
Yeah.
So there's Jesus like this. And there's think of an arcade pinball machine.
Yeah.
But it's wood. And then children have to, for some reason, crawl under the table.
Oh.
No, not that.
Of the papa? Of the
under skirt.
Yeah.
But you have to go crawl under the table. Then you come up on the other side. There's a wooden pinball machine, but inside is a dead Jesus. Skeleton going and you have to kiss it and then do your cross.
Really?
And then during COVID, we couldn't kiss it because it was germs.
Wait, but you're 45 years old. So
I haven't done it since I was 15.
So, but you still enjoyed going there during COVID? Was 2 years ago. You enjoyed?
No, there was a news story in the newspaper that's one.
Ah, and they're in Greek news,
yeah,
we do not crawl anymore because of COVID. The Chinese are against Greek Orthodox. Hey.
Yeah. I remember there was because there's 2 Easters, right? There's the Greek Easter and there's the regular Easter.
Yeah.
And they're on different days depending on my mother's cycle or whatever, someone's cycle. And I think this year it lands on the same day. And I remember that would happen every 4 or 5 years. And so my mom and my dad would fight who would get us for Easter.
Oh, wow.
And I always preferred going to Greek Easter because it's I like the food more. I would go to real Easter, and it would be turkey and potatoes. I want tzatziki. I want a dead lamb. I want octopus legs. It's so
Captain Yolo. Hey, yeah. Come on, guys.
Opa!
He's part of Christmas. Yeah. Easter.
Yeah, he is Christmas. He's
Santa Claus. I should go. You should take me one day. I would like to. Would like to experience a Greek Orthodox.
I'm hoping that we're doing one this year because my grandma's getting old and everyone's lazy. It's so much work. Everyone comes over, expects all the food for free.
Yeah,
we make a mess and we just leave, basically, you know. And we're not gonna help clean up because she wants us to leave. She kicks us out of the house. And
your mommy?
No, my grandma. My grandma.
I don't want to go to that. I want to go to the church.
Oh, the church. Well, what you? Okay.
Yeah.
But you might be busy. What is Easter?
I don't know.
Don't we have a show on Easter?
Probably. I'll cancel. Whatever. It will be fun. We'll make reels in the church.
No, but I think we might have a show. I think it's around the Ottawa show.
On September 23rd?
No, March 23rd.
Ah.
No! Dude, you turned to Joe Biden. Kids. Or maybe it might be the week after. But okay, so what we do at midnight on the Saturday, the day before Easter,
because
Easter's on
Saturday's
Sunday.
Eve.
Easter Eve.
So
what we used to do when I was a kid, we would go to my grandma's around like 8 p.m. and we would eat food, and then around like 11 p.m. we would like get our big candle things, like it's like a 4 foot long candle with like a little
like those racists in America with
a tiki torch. Yeah, it's like a tiki torch.
So you take your tiki torches
and then we walk down.
Even
the
tiki sounds like a Greek word. Hey, my tiki torch. Hey ma, where's my tiki torch? Hey ma. 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 Ma, I can't find my tiki torch, ma.
Ma.
It's next to the lamp.
It's next to the lamp, ma.
Ma. Hey, ma.
Oh, it's next to the chicken, too. So we go down to the tiki torch, the tiki lounge, and we have our tiki torches.
Yeah. Oops, my zipper's open.
And then around like 11:30, we start lighting our candles.
Yeah.
And then there's the whole time, it sounds like Baghdad. It's like there's like a radio, like a big speaker. The whole Park X neighborhood sounds like, oh.
The Jews will not replace us.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like, it's ancient Greek. So it's like, oh, salamaraka fucking cocksucker fuck up.
Mythos,
come.
Marvin.
Failed show at Mythos.
Captain YOLO.
Yeah, it's like that. It's spooky. And then at midnight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all turned. I was like, man, I thought that was like my reaction to too much souvlaki.
Just as you morph at minute.
Yeah, we're we
just wolves,
doggy style all night,
roaming in the streets.
Yeah,
werewolves in Park X. Everyone closes their doors. He's like,
all the
close the lights.
Yeah, all the Indian people.
All the
like,
Indian
no.
people. They're like, no, the Greeks. The Greeks.
So funny.
Like, they smell samosas.
Yeah, chicken korma.
Oh my god. Funny. Oh, nice.
But
well, I want to.
But wait, I'm not done.
It's not done.
So
it's midnight.
I know it's midnight. I got it wrong though. So we don't light our candles. The candle, one flame from within the church, the holy flame, goes from one thick candle to the next candle, and it spreads all the way out. Everybody slowly gets like lit up candles, right? And then at midnight, the priest says in Greek, he says like, "Christ has risen," and then they throw, and then everyone throws like tons of fireworks for like half an hour, and it's super intense. And it's all illegal fireworks too. So there's police there trying to arrest kids. It was really fun. We used to throw fireworks.
Thank God you're not black. Yeah, you're getting shot. Imagine if Greeks were black. Yeah. There'd be no more Greeks.
No more Greeks.
They'd be like, that's it. It would be the end of Greek people. Oh my God. Dude, that's fun.
Yeah, it was great. I used to love it. I didn't get to go last year. I think last year I had a show. And then the year before, I think it was
you could
like,
light up like the new bicycle lanes that Valérie Plante is
yeah.
building.
Oh, dude. So funny. Yeah. Yeah, I missed it a few years in a row because it would be like either rainy or busy.
Yeah.
But this year I want to go. But I think if we're not in Ottawa, I'm going.
Yeah, I'll come. I want to see.
It's at midnight, so come down. Yeah,
I want to experience it. It's not far from here. Yeah.
No. Yeah, it's true. It's
like, man. Yeah. I don't know if there's anything for the end of Ramadan. The Eid. We call it the Eid.
Yeah, and it's like a fun party.
It's when I was young, there was some festivities associated. Mm-hmm. It's our Christmas, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what happened. I think the Prophet, peace be upon him, he does something or he arrives somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to celebrate that evening, I think, or when he got the Quran. I'm not sure. I'm a better Jew than I'm a Muslim, I think. But
were there any like TV shows, like cartoons as a kid you would watch? Be like, you know, because there were so many Christmas specials.
Yeah.
Are there any Eats? I feel like I've asked you this before.
Eats specials?
Eats specials?
Not to my knowledge. No. No, not to my knowledge. Here's the thing.
Like Hey Arnold, but it's
Eats. Christmas has lost its religious meaning.
Uh-huh.
Right, so there's so many specials on Christmas.
Yeah,
they're not really religious. It's like the girl from small town
who
moved to New York City. but it's Christmas, so she's back to her small town, and she's at the supermarket, and oops, she bumps to a guy, and oh, hi, oh, are you John from high school? I'm in my 30s, and I'm barren, or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have a child. Oh, you're divorced, your wife died? Come have dinner with my family. And it's just a whole Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, like it lost its whole.
Okay, now do the Muslim version of
the
that.
The Muslim Eid. Mahmoud is an engineer from Lebanon. He moved to the Emirates to make money because they don't pay taxes in the Emirates. But during Eid, he visits his family. So his mother, Habibi, when are you coming? When are you coming to visit me? I miss you. Like, Mama, I am coming. I love you. So during Eid, he surprises his mom and he comes. And while he's having dinner, his mom brings up four wives. And he's like, I want that one. The end.
Oh, my God. That's a better movie.
That's the end of the story.
That's a more logical
movie. I want
movie.
This one, Mama. That's
There's
it.
No whimsical.
There's nothing.
It's just logic and efficient, just done. It's probably a good 15-minute movie.
It's a 15-minute movie, and 10 of these minutes is just a recitation of the Quran at the end.
On the airplane.
Hey, what do you mean on the airplane?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, buddy, what do you mean? No. I always used to say September because of 9/11.
Yeah.
It's our holy month. I think one year we had Ramadan during September, and I had so much fun, like doing 9/11 jokes.
Yeah, nonstop.
It's our holy month, guys. Yeah. I got a pass. I can do so many 9/11 jokes. It's great.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
So the month moves from year to year.
Yes, because it follows the Muslim calendar, which is, I think is the lunar calendar, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken. We don't follow the Gregorian calendar, I think.
I don't know.
What
I don't
you guys
know much
use.
About calendars.
I think, I think Christianity follows the Gregorian calendar. The real one is the Jewish calendar because it's the oldest religion that kept date, I think.
It's like the longest. It's like
it's like 6,000 something,
wow.
something. Damn. Yeah, it's pretty nice. Mm. But I'll try to see. Maybe I can get you because you look, you could, you know, go as I just don't do your eyebrow for a couple of weeks. And we can have you. You'll be the like, oh, this is my friend. He's not Ukrainian. Like you'll be the Arab.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a festive thing. It's very nice.
Oh,
it's very
cool.
Nice. I like Middle Eastern people. Whatever their religion, they're very proud. And they're very welcoming. Mm. Jews, Arabs, Christians, you'll see. You'll see. They're very nice. I realized something. Ramadan here, just so you remember. Ramadan is to feel empathy for the people who are not as comfortable as you. This is the way I rationalize it. I know it has a different religious meaning, but the goal of it is like for a month, you don't eat, you don't drink, so that you feel empathy. And also, you don't sin, you don't like, you know. So it's just so you feel the empathy for people who don't have your levels of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm able to fast 18 hours a day because I sleep like 10 hours of these days.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, it's nice.
But, and so I can empathize with hungry people. I refuse to empathize with thirsty people. There's no benefits. You know, like you hear Joe Rogan and like other bald men on podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, man, if you fast, your body, your testosterone goes up like 1,000%. Uh-huh. It fixes your microbiome.
But they still drink water.
Sorry, but they still drink water.
Yeah.
There's no one that ever went, guys, if you don't drink water for 18 hours, it's so good for your health.
No, it's horrible.
No, it's horrible. It's
really
the worst thing ever. Why am I? I'm not competing with a man from the desert from the year zero.
Yeah, from Dune.
Who's used to, exactly, a Muslim from Dune, who's used to not drinking water anyways.
Yeah.
Like, no. Everyone should have access to water.
Yeah.
They should, you know, like in Christianity, they updated the religion, like, okay, gay marriage, we allow it.
Yeah.
You know? I think it's about time that Islam says, okay, Ramadan, you can drink water.
But
it's Muslim, about time.
But do Muslim countries, let's say, like...
Oh, they close down.
What do you mean they close? No.
Nothing
but,
happens during the day.
But do they not have access to water? Because a lot of Muslim countries are now developed
when,
other than...
Yeah,
like,
when Ramadan was created, there was no...
Running water. So this
no
is like
water.
Very old as hell. Because now
it's an old religion before electricity and running water.
Before religion. But like even before
the prophet didn't tweet, guys, Ramadan starts in 3, 2. Like he had a, you know, when we create an event on Instagram, like a review reminder of event. Like no, it was
but
many
like,
years
well,
ago.
Okay, and I know what you mean.
Because everyone should have access to water.
I know, but was it because it was deserty and there was no water and there's lizards around, or because they just didn't think of doing it, or they didn't have the ingenuity to do it? Because I can imagine, let's say, like Native Americans in like huts being like, "Go to the stream, my son." And it's
what's the question? I'm lost.
Like, how come there's no water back then?
They lived in the desert.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Was it deserty and lizardy?
It's the Middle East.
But like, then there's
have
that.
You seen?
But isn't there? Then I say like, oh, is he a Muslim? And he's like from China or
yeah. But the origin of Islam.
Okay.
Is the.
But when did they leave their rock?
Well, the Prophet was a great general, and it expanded. The Muslim Empire was it started from like Spain. And it reached Pakistan and a little bit of China.
Okay.
And I don't know how they got to Indonesia.
Okay, yeah.
You
that's
know,
what
so
I'm
it's
saying.
Expanded. It's just
so there's places because
it's
they
the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
It's easy to spread the truth. You know?
Also, yeah.
Yeah, you know? So it's, yeah. But the origins of it is in the Middle East.
Okay. So.
They're desert people, you know?
Desert people. Damn. So yeah. So did they. Because, you know, like everybody came from Africa. Like yes. I saw like an article recently. It's like everybody came from one specific little village.
Yeah.
So when they went to the desert and they stopped, they were like, oh, we. You know? Because some of us ended up in Canada. We're like, hey, not so bad. Some of us ended up in California, hey, Hollywood, baby, you know? Do you think some of the people who ended up in the desert and are still in the desert in 2024? You got to feel bad for those people. Because some of us, we came from Africa. I'm from Africa. And I live in Canada. And look at this. This is not, I mean, it's not the best. But it's better than in the desert, right?
Shitting on my apartment. Yes, my apartment is better than the desert.
Yeah, this is. I mean, we're warm and there's.
I mean, what's that? We said the background is what?
Higgledy piggledy.
Hey guys, is our background higgledy biggledy? Is it? Is it?
So no, you gotta.
Listen. We're very lucky to live where we are.
Yeah.
We're extremely lucky to live in Canada in the year 2024.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in Canada in the year. Freaking 1600.
I don't think many people did, other than people that came over. There was like,
yeah,
not even really natives.
And the indigenous were like,
yeah, they were like, we're going down south. We're going to the plains right now, the Great
There's
Plains.
There's no better place than 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And well, except if well,
maybe 2019 was pretty awesome.
Why?
Just before COVID.
Before COVID.
Yeah, before we got all weird.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have got
Trump was
Serb,
in power.
We got Serb, dude. We'll never get Serb ever again.
I know. I did love Serb.
I was
Serb.
So stressed.
I love
Serb.
Then
I got Serb, and I'm like, oh.
I know. It was pretty sweet. I was working so much at this horrible
hey,
job.
I thought you got Serb.
I got Serb.
And you worked at the same time?
No, before.
Okay. Don't
and then
that.
And then the work went away because
yeah.
of COVID. And then I was
yeah, then you're like, I'm just going to fucking stay home and,
yeah.
you know, heal a breakup. Seriously, I COVID, I quarantined myself from my ex too, so it was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna get over my ex.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fun. I'm gonna have 3 months. I don't see anyone. I'm just not gonna see her. I'm just gonna do push-ups, listen to Rocky soundtrack,
wow.
and go for walks. And I lost like 30 pounds.
Wow.
And when I came back from COVID, I'm like, oh, my heart has healed.
Yeah,
my emotions are good.
That's
I feel
good
in my skin.
Yeah,
it was nice.
Yeah, it did feel like a recurring. I felt like I was 16 years old again when I was like. Just like kind of like a drifter on the street, you know, because
yeah.
up in that point, I wasn't really a drifter anymore. Like, but when I was 16, I would like wander the streets just like looking for like trouble, you know.
Yeah.
And then I would run into people. Hey. And then I moved in with Claire.
That's your whole life story.
Yeah.
I'm 16. And then I moved in with Claire. It's a lot of you're skipping a couple of events.
Yeah. They are trauma.
So anyway. So, yeah, I think it's about time to update Ramadan. I want to go back to this. I think it's important. Guys. That's it, okay? Everyone, 99% of the world, I'm inventing that number, has access to clean water. And by the way, I'm not saying, I think they should, everyone should have access to clean water,
mm-hmm.
and then we should update Ramadan. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Ramadan, you're supposed to empathize with the people who don't have what you have.
Yeah.
But if everyone has clean water, then bro, everyone will do Ramadan. Like, oh, I'm just going to fast for 10 hours, but
yeah.
I can drink ice cold Evian.
Yeah.
It's great.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
So guys, that's cure thirst.
That's cure thirst.
That's cure thirst. And then, you know, and I think once everyone has access to food,
yeah.
then you don't need Ramadan. Just, okay, no more jacking off and no more.
For the whole year?
No, for the whole month.
Oh, I thought you used to get rid of Ramadan.
Yeah. I mean, if there's no more people in distress,
mm-hmm.
then you do Ramadan if you want to. Because you're like, oh, let me control my vices.
Okay.
You know?
Let me
like not drink for a month. Let me do sober October.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So your sober October is your Ramadan.
Yes, it certainly is.
You know?
Yeah. No, I like that. Yeah, no. I mean, I want to help people too.
If you were to Ramadan, okay, let's say that you're converting, you're Muslim.
Hello.
my friend. What would be like the things that would be the hardest for you to like? Is it the food, the water?
The water.
The gay sex.
The gay sex and the water. I drink so much water.
Yeah?
I just drink soda water, and then tea, then coffee, and I switch back to something cold and something hot, cold, hot, hot, all day. That's
good. How come you're chubby then? Because if you drink so much water, like you fill your tummy with water.
Well, I learned recently that I eat a lot. I eat a lot of food. And yesterday, we started like tracking our calorie, me and Claire tracking our calories.
Yeah, it's very important.
So I didn't realize, in my head, I'm like, I bought like English muffins from like Costco. And then I was like, oh, I like English muffins with eggs. But I also like them for like how they're at McDonald's. So I added cheese to them and also like mayonnaise. So I've been eating that for like a week. And I looked at how much I weighed. I was 210. I was like, that's a lot. I was like 195 like 2 months ago. What happened to me? And I was like, oh, it's because I just eat like that all day. And then I'm like, I'll have like souvlaki, let's say, for dinner. But like, you know, just the meat. But then french fries and rice and then tzatziki. And I'm like, oh, that's a lot. So now this is what I ate today. And it's fine. I woke up. I didn't have a breakfast.
That's good.
I had a soup. I had asparagus. And broccoli soup.
Homemade?
Homemade, yeah.
Okay.
No milk inside.
Milk is not bad.
But calories. I'm trying to save my calories.
For?
Dinner.
Ah.
So dinner, I had the hell is it called? Minced meatballs, okay. Like Greek style, with a baked potato and a salad. And
that's
a little
very healthy.
And so I'm like, okay. But now I'm at my calorie limit. My calorie limit is 1,500 calories.
1,500? What are you, a model? What are you, Kate Moss? What are you, Claudia Schiffer? What are you, Cindy Crawford?
It's not that bad. It's actually
1,500
okay. But also, like, I'll go, because I've been going to the gym, and I'm like, why am I not, I'm like getting fatter. And I'm like, oh, it's because I'm just going home and being like, I worked out, I'm eating ice cream.
No, 1,500 is very low. You're going to lose a lot. Because the body, to live, like a man your size, you need like 2,000 something.
Well, that's how I usually, like 15, how much you say, 2,000 something? Yeah.
Especially if you work out, then you need maybe 2,500. If you're working out, you're sweating.
But like, according to this app I'm using, MyFitnessPal, lose 2 pounds a week.
Yeah, if you eat 1,500 pounds a day, for sure.
And then by the time May comes, I'm like 180.
Okay, I've been doing that, what you're trying to do.
You listen to the skinny sound. It's my skin, you know.
The skinny sound. What's that? What would be a skinny sound? Okay. Because you're hungry all the time.
Well, I'm not even hungry. I was hungry yesterday.
Here's. Okay. There's a man that I saw online. You know, I just Googled his name and I forgot.
Oh, Huey Lewis. What was his name?
Do you have your phone?
It's like EGET or something.
Google jacked British black guy. This is this guy. Is blowing up on Instagram, on YouTube, on TikTok. It's a jacked, like 65-year-old black guy. He's British.
Okay.
And what's his name?
Jack, British black guy. This is
Eddie Abieu.
Eddie Abieu?
Eddie Abieu. If you don't mind putting his face, Eddie Abieu. He's a jacked black guy. I think he used to be like Mr. Olympia or whatever.
Okay.
And all he does, he goes to Tesco in the UK.
Oh, that's awesome.
He walks in. He takes like a box of something like, you guys like this? This is And then he's like, look at the ingredients. What is this? Glucose, syrup. This is garbage. This is Eat eggs. And you know how much I love eggs? The guy eats 12 eggs a day.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, you're my guy.
Yeah.
You're my guy.
Yeah.
And he has 3 million followers. He does like, this is He's done it so much, he got banned from entering Tesco.
No.
So what he does now, he's like a jack black guy. He does like, he puts fake hair and glasses and a fake nose. And he goes like, guys, this is And that's all he does. That's like, this is
funny.
That is
That's great.
This is He's like, eat natural food. Eat meat protein. Eat macadamia nuts. If you're going to eat bread, go to a bakery. Then he pulls out like a bag of bread. This is
Wow.
I love him.
That's amazing.
Because he eats 12 eggs a day. I'm trying to eat more eggs. I eat 4 eggs a day, every day. That's every day.
Yeah, a lot of eggs.
It's like God's multivitamin, you know? It's nature, if you don't believe in God. Nature's multivitamin. I eat 4 eggs a day. Mm. He eats 12 eggs a day, but he's like jacked. He's Mr. Olympia. What's his name?
Eddie Edu?
I keep saying Jackie Agnew, who's a comedian here in Montreal, but she does not look like him.
Eddie Abieu.
Guys, follow Eddie Abu. He's like an old black British guy. Yeah. This is I love him.
I love old black guys with good like wisdom.
Yeah.
There was like one black guy like he has like a video online. It's like it's him singing about like different vegetables he likes to eat. He's like,
yeah,
the cucumber. I like that guy. He's like, eat it stronger, makes you live longer, live your life like a longer. It's really good.
More words that end with R.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to rap. I'm not black.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. I've seen it before.
I like that black guy.
Jamaican. He's Jamaican.
Yeah, he's Jamaican.
Jamaicans, they got rhythm, man. Mm-hmm.
You ever go to Jamaica?
No, I don't think so, no. Mm-hmm. I think I went to...
Dominican?
Yeah, I think I went to the Dominican. Mm-hmm. I told you... Oh, man.
You did?
When I used to be rich, Gabe, mm-hmm. I was dating this hot girl. Mm-hmm. She was studying to be a CPA.
Oh.
Okay, she was very smart.
Attorney.
Oh, don't say that. We're going to get banned again. We decided this would be our best episode, and Gabe is opening with beep, 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 beep. Anyways. So I surprised her. She was Jewish. Mm-hmm. She was, I was Muslim. I'm Muslim, whatever. And we had like a little weekend getaway in Tremblant. And then I surprised her as a present. I got her I invited her to come with me to the Dominican.
Oh.
So I bought the ticket. You know, it's a 5-star hotel, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she's like, oh my God, thank you so much. And her mom is like, you're not going. Why would a man invite you to go to the...
Wait, how old is she?
12. No. No. 20, like mid-20s.
Jeez, get the f*** out of the way, mom.
Yeah. Well, her parents, here's the thing. Her parents didn't approve really of her dating a Muslim man. Cause
oh, okay. I forgot that it was any racial tension.
Yeah.
It's like, get over it.
Made the sex so much better. Cause oh, he's the bad boy. I'm having sex with a bad boy.
But like, you were like a nice looking boy. You're like,
yeah, I'm an aerospace engineer.
You got, like a nice little haircut.
Making
nice
$100,000 a year. Brand new car. Gorgeous skin.
Just nice.
The lines. Everything was great.
Yeah.
She's like, no, he's a bad, looking like this.
Imagine, like now he look like a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. My favorite this week at Sunday, you were dressed as Elvis. That was the best. You were dressed. It was so funny.
You know what's funny? One of my exes slid in my DMs. She's like, where the hell was this outfit when we were dating?
Oh.
She's like, you got me naked and I kissed your body. Isn't that enough? Leather jackets. I'm telling you, man. Everyone looks cool in a leather jacket. You just popped it. And you told me I shouldn't buy one.
I don't know. Maybe Montreal is into leather jackets these days, but I think they look funny.
But guess what, Gabe? Guess what I do for a living, Gabe?
I know, but like, it's not the right kind of funny.
Because I realize I look homeless.
Oh.
I really do. Like, I look at myself, I'm like, I look homeless. Look at me.
You don't look homeless.
I look homeless. When I wear my toque and my jacket and I'm walking down the street... 20% chance I'm like a brand new homeless guy.
Yeah.
I just became
homeless. You ever seen a brand new homeless guy?
No, I looked in the mirror. That's and then I kissed it because it was Jesus. Whatever you did.
Oh, yeah, he was in the bed. Yeah.
You saw a brand new homeless
guy? So I was on the bus going home from school. I was in high school. Yeah. Saw a guy sitting on a bench. And he's like, okay. And then the first time, I'd never seen this guy before, sitting on a bench. It was like out of a movie. He had a briefcase with like paper sticking out of it. And the next day, bench... You had a blanket. And then the next day, bench, blanket, and like a tea kettle. The next day, it's like it accumulated. He had like a dog and everything. It was like he became more and more homeless. And he was like, I'm free. Killed my boss. I murdered my wife. My kids are executed. And now he's like free to ride the rails like a homeless guy. Yeah.
Did you speak with him or?
No.
You just created the whole background. Yeah. Story. Okay. Yeah. That's scary. I from where next to my live, you know, it's like you have a. Cremazy Street. Mm-hmm. Like you have the 40 and you have Cremazy. Mm-hmm. And there's like a little patch of grass. And I used to work out at the gym. And from my gym, So basically, it was a little, because it's a big part of glass in the middle of the highway, like people exiting the highway.
And there's like a median, right?
Exactly.
I know that guy.
And, you know that guy?
I mean, I've seen that guy 100 million times.
He lives there.
Yeah.
I remember I used to work out and I would look outside the window. He had like a little house. He had a little terrace
set up,
and he lived there.
You kind of get the tent cities.
You gotta get. Do you think there's money in tent city comedy? Oh my God!
Oh,
the next comedy festival, tent city comedy, guys.
Ten City Comedy. Well,
Ten City Comedy.
They'd be like, we'd come around with like a hat or whatever. And they'd
yeah.
be like,
see, yeah, ain't easy. We kind of already do that at our show.
I know.
We just made it fancy with envelopes. But yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I see him. And I remember I saw two of them. And one of them was going from car to car. He's like, can I have money? Mm-hmm. Can I have money? And the other guy, he had the cup connected to a piece of wood. And then he would be far away from the cars and he would just do this.
Oh.
And then there's a guy, he just do whoop, because it was a stick. So he just whoop. He was quick. I'm like, oh, he learned that from COVID times. Because during COVID times, all the homeless people. And I remember I looked at him, I'm like, that's ingenious great. Guy. Yeah, yeah. This guy is going to go far in life.
If you if we were millionaires, like up we the would street. Hire him. Yeah, far in life, up the street.
He's going to go far.
Yeah.
Like the busy corner.
Like,
you know
yeah,
I
mean? Like Westmount or something.
You know, he's gonna make it, this guy. I remember going, interesting.
That's there's this, he's not even homeless. I think he's just a guy that's like a circus guy. He goes on the corner and he juggles.
Yeah.
He has like
next to your house.
Yeah, next to my house. And before that, there was a guy with a squeegee. Mm. But that guy came in and that guy got laid off from his corner job.
I think there's a lot of battles.
Yeah. And I found out where that other guy is. He's at the Tim Hortons at Mount Royal.
Ah.
He's not doing homeless guy stuff. He's just sitting down and he just watches YouTube on his phone.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's all he does. All
he,
day.
He uses the Wi-Fi and he just...
Right, and they leave him there.
And what's the difference between him and I, honestly?
I don't know. I mean, you have a nighttime life.
Yeah, it's true.
And he's just sleeps in the metro, maybe.
Yeah. Wow, man. Man, that's my biggest fear. I swear to God. Mm-hmm. Anyone who like quits his job and decides to... Like, I want to make money with my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Remember once I was with Cameron Phoenix. We were going down the street and I saw a homeless guy. He was just standing. He was like... And people are like, ugh, and they're walking. I'm like,
yeah.
And back then, I was really not funny. So I'm like, there's no difference between me bombing for 5 minutes at an open mic, and then him screaming in the street. There's no difference. We're both getting the same reaction from people watching. It's like, ugh,
oh, help,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Oh, I was so scared. I'm like, this is gonna be my life.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, nah, it's not gonna be your life. You'll be fine. I think you'll be great.
Guys, come to our show at Ottawa.
You know what they say? They don't see the increment. You don't see the incremental steps. But like every day you make a step, step, step. And then when you look back, you'll see you're at the top of the stairs.
Mm. Here's the thing, Gabe, is that what you don't see is that every step you take, there's a guy going. Duh. Duh. And then you're like, ow, ow, ow. You didn't sell enough tickets. Oh, you got bumped. I can't pay your full money. That joke is not funny. Stop saying Jew.
Yeah, yeah, but then you go.
And then you look and you look and you look down and there's a guy behind you going, hiya! And then you crumble and then you start, but you went up two steps.
Yeah, I think we're like 3 steps.
That's life.
Yeah.
That's life.
Yeah, slowly.
In case
slowly.
You're wondering what it takes to succeed in show business, guys, it's this.
Yeah.
We're going to do another show in your bar. Pwah, pwah, pow. Oh, we can't pay with the full amount. Pow, pow. Oh, you work this club, you can't work that club. Pow, pew, pow, pow. You're like, oh, I just want to make people laugh.
All right. You got your ass kicked. Right?
I need to sit down. Okay. All right, Gabe, keep talking for a second.
So I hung out with my friend Peter.
Looks like I'm giving you a blowjob. How high? Okay, is it? Am I in the?
Your head might be in the shot, like you're like this part,
like your little head part.
Come on, we done?
Okay. Whew. And we're back.
Yeah, I hung out with my friend Peter. Okay, no, let's go back. Claire got me a really cool present recently.
Whoa.
She got me a pair of binoculars.
Whoa.
I know. And I was like, because I remember the first time I used the binoculars, I was like, whoa. But then I freaked out. I was like, holy shit. Immediately just started looking out my window. And I realized I was never really nosy. I never cared about my neighbors or looking. Claire would always be like, oh, look, what are they doing? And I'm like, oh, I'll leave them alone. What's so interesting?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so interested. Now that I can see what's actually, because my eyes are so I didn't care.
Yeah, yeah.
And now I'm looking, I'm like, okay, he's waking up from his nap. He's going in the kitchen. I can and my binoculars are amazing. Like I look into their balcony window, right? Yeah. And the binoculars are so good. I see through the window all the way into their apartment and into their kitchen. So I see like their whole whoever this person is, I can see their whole life.
Oh God.
And I'm just there.
And
I'm
like, people wonder why my windows are never open.
And I'm like,
creeps like you.
But I'm not like horny or anything. I'm just very like curious.
You want to tell me if you see a couple?
Like, whoa.
And then he like throws on the wall and he kisses her neck and she's like, ah. Oh. And then he turns her. And then you're like watching this and you're like,
And then I turn to Claire standing next to me.
And then you look the floor above and there's a guy watching you, watching him, and he's jacking off to you, jacking off to this guy, jacking off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, voyeurism is intense. Mm. Did you see the documentary on Netflix?
Mm-mm. There's a new one?
Oh, bro, there's a documentary on a guy who ran for like 17 years. He owned a motel. And he like modified the ceiling so that he can slide above all the rooms of the motel and watch people getting it on.
Whoa.
And he was like a scientist about his kinkiness. Mm-hmm. So he would take notes like men in his 40s, women in her 20s, a prostitute maybe, had sex 3 times, she came, he didn't come, hook, whatever. So he would keep notes. And then he contacted like a sexologist. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, I have all this info. And then they wrote a book together, and it was a scandal.
What
or whatever.
The hell?
Yeah.
It just came out?
It's all real. It's all real. It's all on Netflix.
I need to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, you can watch it with binoculars.
Yeah. You know? So I hung out with Peter, and we're just trying to find, like, come up with, like, funny ideas with the binoculars.
Yeah.
But we just got distracted because the binoculars were just so fun. We were just, we went on a bridge, and we're looking at, like, this sounds, like, insane, but, like, like, I remember because Peter at first was like, ah, they're just binoculars. And he tries them and he's like, I love his reaction. It was like the reaction I had. He was like, oh, yeah, this is sick. He's looking, oh, that's amazing. Because that's like a guy, an old man who's looking at a bird is thinking the same. Like a bird flying in a tree with binoculars. He's like, holy.
Imagine you're in a forest. He's like, oh, let's look at this bird. You look at the bird. The bird goes like, ah! Ah! And you see the husband like, and just flying to you just to peck you.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, so we're coming up funny.
Have you ever seen, like, sexiness? Like, have you ever been witness to sexiness?
Mm.
Like, naughtiness or something?
The closest thing was at the YMCA, the big fat guy getting out of bed, remember?
A big fat guy getting out of bed?
At the YMCA when I was doing on the
treadmill. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
And I looked
at him.
That's the closest thing to anything sexy.
I have a friend who told me a very sexy story.
Yeah?
So he told me, I'm not going to say who it is, but he told me he was in a country, I don't know where, he was very young. He was maybe 7 or 8.
Oh.
And apparently there was a sauna. Mm-hmm. And it was like underground or whatever, and all the women would get there. It was like a women's only. But there was like a glass, and it was broken, just a hole. So his friend and himself, and they were like 7, 8. They would like get on their tummies, and they would like look in the hole.
Wow.
And they would see like women, like, you know, like 15-year-old girls to 80-year-old women. Big, recalling how the way he told, like, big bushes. And he was, and there was just him recounting that story. You could tell, I was listening to him like, oh, this... Mm-hmm. This is your, you know, in the movie Stand By Me, like when children, there was no internet and children would just roam free and do wild things. That's his, like when he's going to be 80, he's going to remember. Those images are burnt in his head forever. So he'd be like, look,
yeah,
it's sexy. Did I ever see, let me remember. I think I saw once like a woman in a bra. I was just walking down the street looking up and I just saw a woman like walking, I think. I heard a lot, we talked about this last time. I heard people going, outside the
okay.
Did I ever see no I don't think
no, huh?
No. I think I caught once a couple making out in the laundry room of my building. I don't think they were I was young, so I'm assuming they were making out. Maybe she was taking up the ass. I don't know.
Whoa.
But I don't know what was happening. I knew it was something naughty was happening.
Yeah.
Have you ever done anything public?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Tell me more. Can you say?
Yeah, I guess so. What
you don't have to say names.
Not name.
Peter.
I don't remember the names.
Naughty episode.
Yeah, well, when I was young, let's say like 16, 17,
18,
19, 20,
my uncle
and 21.
Was
45. Yeah, well, all the time, like I was living with my mom, right?
Yeah.
So like, I'm like, where do I do this? Like, we're kids, you know? Yeah. Like, we don't have a place, so we would like, I would have my mom's car a lot of the time. We would mess about, you know, or like, there was this, you know, Rockland Shopping Center.
Yeah.
I discovered somehow like a door, like it was almost like the employees exit from their building. It's like a door. And I would go in and then we would like mess around there. Remember?
Whoa. Yeah. A girl would be okay with that?
We were 17, 16, you know?
Damn.
And so I remember like once, like it was this girl I was dating when we were like in high school, maybe like older than high school, like 17. She brought her friend with us and she wanted, and I was like so scared of, because I really liked this girl, but I was so scared for some reason. I thought she was gonna break up with me any moment. I didn't understand feelings or whatever, but she just wanted to like mess around me, her, and him.
Sure. Dude, that's,
and then we kind of did, but not really. She got like, the girl, her friend got way too drunk. We were like,
booze was involved.
Yeah, because I look like 18, so I can go to SAQ and buy vodka.
Yeah,
so we would get wasted.
Yeah, you shouldn't include that story. It might be illegal.
Well, I'm 16. I was 16 in the story.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't 18.
I thought you were 18.
No, I looked 18. No, I was 16.
That reminded me. Oh man. Okay, so this is true. So I was dating this girl, mm-hmm. my first real relationship, I would say. Madly in love, fresh relationship, both have high libidos. We go to a park, we go to like one of those national parks, mm-hmm. and we're walking and there's no one. So we're walking in the forest, we're kissing, we're holding hands, and we see like there's a wooden thing and you can climb. Mm-hmm. And we go on top of this thing and you can see it's like a beautiful swamp. Mm-hmm. There was no insects, it was beautiful, there was no one around. So we're like, all right. So we start fooling around. We start having sex. It's great. We start having sex outside. Wow. So we're in nature. It's amazing. We're having sex. And then we finish having sex, right? And then she's like, oh, no. I'm like, what? She's like, I forgot I had a tampon on.
Oh, wow.
So for the
Where did it go? It's like.
So for the next 5 minutes afterwards, I'm. Trying to,
holy shit!
And she's like, starts like, oh my god, what's gonna happen? Oh my god,
turns into a baby.
And I'm trying to get the tampon out of her womb in the middle of the forest, and then people would come and be like, wow,
Felicia,
look at the flamenco over there. Wow, look at these legs. And I just, and then she would do, and they'd be like, trying to take it off. It was, yeah,
that's wild.
That's It's funny, I forgot that story. That story is 20 years old, I would say.
Damn, that's an old story. It's
Between 15 and 20 years old.
Wow.
God damn.
Cool.
Getting old. Story. No, not 20. 15, maybe 15. Yeah, something like that. I'm telling you want to make a sketch? You, and you're like, oh. And then you see someone else watching you.
Yeah, that's funny.
Like, ah. He's like, hello. And he shows the sign and says, hello, Gabe.
I'm
like,
oh!
What? How do you know my name?
I know my name.
Good night? Question mark. Ah! Hello, Claire. And it says, look behind you. And you turn, and it's someone else. Ah!
Whoa.
It's another set of binoculars.
That's spooky. Spooky, scary.
Yeah.
That's spooky.
It is scary. I think that's a part of it. Like, mm-hmm.
I like
voyeurism.
It.
There's two types of people, apparently. There's like either you're a voyeur or an exhibitionist. Mm. I guess you're more of a voyeur.
Definitely not an exhibitionist.
No, me
exhibitionist.
Look at me. When's the last time you saw skin on my body? Yeah. Mm. I prefer to look than to be looked at.
Yeah. Like, I don't want. I'm not a big, like, get looked at kind of guy, like, without me knowing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny. I heard a guy tell me not too long ago. He's like, man, we were talking about sex. And he's like, I would love to watch.
What?
I'm like,
who?
Nah.
Ugh.
Because he does a lot of like devil's threesomes, like two guys, one girl.
Oh.
He's like, man, I'd like to see.
Yikes.
I'm like, dude, not now. When I was young, maybe I could teach you a few things.
Oh, that's such an odd thing to
say. But now there's nothing.
I guess it's not odd because I, you know, we're in.
Well, if he does it, you know, if he does it for him, it's not odd. I never done it. I never. There was no other guy ever involved in bed with me.
Yeah.
But I never even had a girl threesome. Three threesomes. That would be interesting. Hey, Bonui whores.
You could have probably. You're probably like, you know, if next time a girl asks you to hang out and go over, just say,
I have Harvey's for four. If you want to bring a couple of friends, I'll eat two burgers.
Harvey's for four.
And you guys can each have a burger and two large fries we can share. I have drink tickets. I can get us a couple of Diet Cokes to go.
Nice. Huh? Ooh, damn. That's hot.
Suddenly you're interested. Like, oh, there's Harvey's involved?
I can never have Harvey's again.
Why?
Well, I'm trying to lose the pounds.
Just don't eat, and then eat your only meal is Harvey's, and you'll be fine.
I guess so. But then, like, it's more like the succumbing to the sin. It's like I don't look at all food the same, you know.
You're doing jihad.
I look at like normal food, healthy food, and then in the so I'm trying to eat as much food. And I'm trying to eat more of
eggs and health stuff.
Yeah, like I had eggs yesterday, whatever.
Try to fast. I'm telling you, if you want to lose 10 pounds, the easiest way to lose 10 pounds, the first 10 pounds are always the easiest.
Yeah. Well,
just fast.
What's
for like
fast?
16 hours.
16 hours, okay.
So when is when that's you're not going to eat anymore, right?
No, I ate at 5:30.
5:30, and you're 6. Not eating anything until...
No?
So yeah, tomorrow eat at noon.
Wow, okay.
Don't no booze, no, no calories.
Okay.
You can drink black coffee. No calories until tomorrow at noon.
Okay.
That should be 19 hours or so.
Okay. Woo, mama. I don't know if you watched the part of the State of the Union.
No.
Dude, did you see any clip of it?
Nothing.
Did you see Biden at all? Dude, Biden is like on... He's on steroids or like...
They fixed him?
They didn't fix him.
They cloned him.
They cloned him, but they replaced him with like an insane, scary lunatic. It's like... So it's supposed to be like you're stating
the union.
The state of the union. Yeah, you're like, hey, how's it? Everything's going good. We had a few hurricanes.
Yeah.
The deficit is low, you know. But this is the whole time. It's like an hour long. He's just talking. He doesn't say Trump. He calls him like Hitler. But the whole time
during the State of the Union,
he doesn't say Trump though. He says like he's take the my what is it? He calls him like my adversary, my Hitler like. And he's like
he says the word Hitler.
He says Hitler
and the State of the Union. The president of the United States of America used the word Hitler
yeah.
to talk about someone. He's against.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And the whole time he's like, fear and hell and turmoil will come upon you if he is elected. He's like screaming. And it's like not just, you know how like when we scream into the microphone, it's like that. His microphone is like, and he's like, it's.
Yeah, because they weren't expecting like the technicians in the back. They're like, oh my God, he's alive.
It was spooky. It was like scary. It felt like almost end of the world, like where it's like. And but he's not saying he's not saying like it's not the end of the world or anything. But he's acting as if it's the end of the world, like if Trump gets.
Well, he's trying
to
use fear as a tactic. Look at Democrats using fear as a tactic. This is they're growing.
And do you want to see what Trump put out?
My new shoes,
dude. It's the greatest thing ever.
I have the shoes. I have the best shoes, guys. My State of the Union. What about the state of this car?
My fellow Americans, here's the simple truth. Look at the chaos. End it now.
The President of the United States!
Dude. That's the best thing ever, man.
He edited his own video. Oh, God bless editing. Guys, listen.
I know.
We edit this podcast sometimes so that because we say really horrible things. And now editing has reached politicians now where they're like, you know what? Nah.
I'm just going to put myself in the video.
I'm just going to put myself in the video and to the music. Boom, 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 boom. America.
Yeah. It's so funny. It's so because it's so serious. He's so serious. Trump's like, hello.
I'm
hello. Hello. And it's ridiculous. Both sides are so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid.
Welcome to Idiocracy, whatever.
Idiocracy. That movie is awesome. I haven't seen it in a long time. I used to love that movie.
I watched it as an adult. I didn't watch it when it came out, like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
I watch it now. I'm like, oh, that's a good critique of society.
Yeah. Because you didn't know at the time it seemed so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But now it literally is that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Pretty funny. What the fuck?
Man, don't you hate that feeling? You write a new joke.
Mm-hmm.
You test it out the first time. The rhythm is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
The wording is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You do it a second time, and they're like, ugh.
Yeah, they don't
everyone's like, ugh.
I know, 100%. Yeah, it's all so dark. You don't know what route. It's weird. Like, I don't know.
Because, like, in that joke is a deeply pedophilic joke. Like, anyways. Tough.
Mm-hmm.
Tough. Because the first rhythm, I think I wrote it as if I was Louis C.K. So like the, huh? Like the.
Yeah.
Everything
like
was.
A bag of dicks.
Everything like the rhythm. I was listening to them. I saw a video of a guy. He's not funny, but he's like a stand-up teacher. So he knows how to break down things. And I saw something very interesting. He said, don't make it a monologue. Make it like a reaction.
Okay.
So if you say something and they don't react, have a reaction ready for that. So you always feel connected to them. You know, instead of going like, it's like, be with them. Be. You see Shane Gillis, he does that a lot with his eyes. He's like, this is, you know, everyone speaks with their eyes. It's just, I noticed that about him because he has like this.
Yeah. The saying he might be the rumors are that he might be the star of the new Tarantino movie.
Whoa, really?
Because the guy, so here's a short. So the guy that was supposed to play the star of the movie, his name is like Sam Walter, some like that's kind of this chubby dude. And he's like been in a lot of other like kind of like he was the star of a Clint Eastwood movie where he plays kind of like this fat, weird guy. And so in this movie, he was supposed to play a character that's like a magazine reviewer or whatever.
Yeah.
And so that guy couldn't do it. I think it's like a scheduling conflict. And so there was an email sent out by like Tarantino's like publicist or like assistant being accidentally sending it too early or something. But it, part of the email was saying that this new casting is a little controversial because it could be just a recent SNL host,
and
and it's a prickly, controversial casting because there's controversy surrounding him.
Oh, well, how did you get access to this?
This is just on Reddit.
Oh,
and they're saying, oh, who could it be? Because they're looking at all the it's like Timothée Chalamet, Adam Driver, like Sydney Sweeney, like all these like hot celebrities, and then Shane Gillis is the closest guy that resembles that guy.
Don't you find that Sydney Sweeney is like, because right now I find the slightly retarded look is very popular.
Oh, she has like retarded.
She's and like, Sydney Sweeney is just a hint of it. Yeah. Like the eyes. She's like, but the body is a piece of art, just gigantic titties. Every time I see her, it's her boobs is like, hi.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, look at these titties.
That was her whole thing in every SNL sketch, apparently.
Yeah?
Was just around her.
Well, her whole career is just God bless them. Oh, boobies, man, I'm telling you. That's all you need. A great rack and talent, I guess, a little.
Yeah.
Like the girl Barbie, just perfect face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she stays in shape, perfect face, good talented. All you need is like one thing and talent.
Yeah.
Pretty and you
much.
Make it. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. Timothée, very skinny, very angular, as you said.
Yeah.
Talent. That's it.
Apparently, apparently.
You can't just have talent. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. You can't be us.
You can't. No, you can't. But depends, though. Like, it needs to have.
You
like
need
a,
titties.
You need like a shtick, like a little.
Yeah, like titty, like a. I need Sydney Sweeney's like equivalent of Sydney Sweeney's boobies.
Like no, but let's say like the guy that's like this is. Like that's a shtick. We need a shtick. We need to go to like Dollarama and say this is or something.
Pointing to the employee. Like, hey man, I'm paid $7 an hour, bro. Bro, I'm a single mom trying to be with my children. Anyways.
Should we wrap up?
Yalla?
Yeah. All right. Good.
Thanks, guys. This has been a fun podcast. Sydney Sweeney, if you're listening to this, we love you.
Yeah.
Guys, come to our auto show. And thank you for subscribing and telling your friends and giving us 5 stars.
We're 6,206 followers now.
Yay.
Thank you, guys.
So, yeah, guys, come to Ottawa. Good night, comedy. Show, use discount code goodnight 2 for 1. We love you guys. Eugene, I love you.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.